وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings in the Quran, and how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at me and you. So we made it very clear in the previous episodes that sometimes we are looked at in a good light, sometimes we are looked at in a dark light. Depends on the action that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, when He looks at humans, human beings, we are a multi-dimensional creatures, right? So when we were looking at human beings, we said, okay, they have the aspect of the physical aspect, and they have the material aspect to them. So human beings are a material and spiritual beings who share many common aspects with other animals, obviously, you know, being human. But at the same time, we are separated from other animals and creatures by a great distance in terms of some basic conceptual distinctions, such as offering human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us a different dimension, and we kind of almost have each one of us has a separate manifestation in the whole of existence, such as distinctions occur in three different areas. If we want to dissect this human being in the Quran, and we wanted to separate him from, obviously, other creatures. One, we have recognition of the self and the world. We are very conscious of that. We are very aware of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability that we can recognize things around us and the world itself and our own selves. We have desire which governs the human being. Without desire, we will die. We will cease to exist, because if I haven't got the desire to eat or sleep or, interact with the opposite gender, then obviously we will fail. Three, the degree to which the human being is influenced by such desires and the ability to choose. So also, not only having desires, but how much of these desires influence who I am, who I will become, and obviously my ability to choose it or not to choose it, to go for it or not to go for it. Obviously, in whatever direction I go, there is a consequence that follows. So as far as the recognition of the world is concerned, the physical senses serve animal as a mean of awareness of the world, correct? Human beings share this quality with other creatures. Although in some cases, or certain cases, animals, they would have superiority in that over us. So for example, their eyesight is much more. They can see further, they can see in the dark, they can see more than I and you can see. The recognition that senses offer a human being and other animals is superficial. It does not go deeply into the nature and essence of things or the logical relationship amongst them. So when an animal looks at something, even though they are superior in terms of eye and sight, the stronger, sharper, and what have you, they have night vision. But they do not have the eyes that I see. When I see something, I decode it. I know what it is. I know what it means. An animal does not know what it is. They don't know what they're seeing. They're seeing it, but they have no clue what they're seeing. So you can see there's a huge difference between the way I view the world through the senses which animals share with me and how they view it. Now, hold that thought and let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, human beings, however, we're still talking about the multi-dimensions of the human being. Human beings, however, their existence, it's very complicated and sophisticated in terms of their own creation, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he brings them to an animal, even like we said, we share most of our senses, that the sight, the touch, the hearing, and the taste, we share it with the animals, obviously. But what we have is something that they lack. We have the critical thinking that accompanies these senses. So if I touch, I can decide what I'm touching. I can interact with what I'm touching. And also, I can create feelings to what I'm touching. So sometimes you touch something and you feel sad or you feel happy or you feel excited just based on how you touch a thing. Where animals, they are deprived of such a thing. When it comes to my taste as well, I get to enjoy what I'm tasting. When it comes to hearing, I understand what I'm hearing. And I get to also enjoy what I'm hearing. Same thing with the eyesight. These are what makes the human being more mysterious and more dimensional than other creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So human beings discover basic laws of the world and get a general view of it through thinking by obviously utilizing the senses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided me and you with. They employ, obviously human beings, not animals, different aspects of the existence of the world to achieve their purpose, which makes us very smart creatures that will use everything around us to reach our goals and purposes. And, you know, some people, they see their perfection in money, so they would use everything to seek that money. Some people see their perfection in pleasing Allah, and they would do that as well. So as we pointed out before, this potential belongs to the human beings only, to either be fully perfect or fully condemned. Other animals, other creatures of Allah do not have that choice. All right. In fact, the mechanism of rational recognition is one of the most complex mechanisms of human existence. That the ability to think and recognize things. Okay, so this is not in words, in terms of words, it seems to be very easy to comprehend. In terms of the actual existence of rationality and how human beings think and work, it's something that sciences or science and scientists until today, they don't know what is it and where is it that makes a human being think and becomes conscious. Is it neutrons in the brain, brain calculations? Is it, what is it? They still don't know. And that's the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of human beings. Now, we will leave this discussion here and we will continue this topic in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله